Personally, I like the flexibility, but I 100% prefer being in office. I feel like our generation is the generation that wants to work most in office because of like career, networking, etc., etc. And I can 100% recognize that. But I would also think that it would be like rough if you had to be in office 9 to 5 every day.
Nowadays, when you've finished your education and starting into workforce, you're often entering hybrid workspaces. So you can work from home or from cafes or even from different countries. This makes you way more flexible in time and space, but it also affects your sense of belonging.
As a new person, you ask yourself, do I even form connection with my colleagues? Can I feel some identity with my work? And to explore this, we talked to students from the University of Southern Denmark who are currently researching hybrid work. And we will try to answer some of these questions today. In this episode, we will explore the challenges of hybrid work, share our own experiences, and look at real ideas on how to make it better.
My name is Romy.
My name is Jacqueline.
And we are students at the KIT, and like many others, we are about to enter this new kind of work environment ourselves.
And welcome to our podcast, Does Hybrid Work Work? As always, we're talking about the hybrid work in our day-to-day professional lives, but today we concentrate especially on identity in the sense of belonging in hybrid contexts.
And for that, we spent the last week talking to students from the University of Southern Denmark, who did a lot of research on it and are our experts in this podcast. So, Jacqueline, what was your experience in working hybrid?
I think working hybrid is pretty cool. You can work from everywhere, like globally. You have new possibilities, you're more flexible, you don't have to drive that half an hour drive to work. We were also able to meet the Danish students from Germany, for example.
Yeah, that's true, but there are also quite a few challenges, don't you think so? Like technical issues, or it was also way harder to get to know each other.
Yeah, you're right. It's a different way of working.
Now, let's take a closer look at the topic. So it's clear that we get a lot of advantages from hybrid work, but we also have to adapt to new circumstances. So one of the challenges in digital space is a missing sense of belonging.
Missing sense of belonging? What do you mean by that?
A lot of people want to feel some purpose in their job. They want to have a connection with their colleagues. So well-being is a big topic there. You understand what I mean?
Ah, okay, it sounds important. But how about it in the digital space?
The digital space presents a whole new set of challenges. You don't have the same opportunities for small talk as you do in an office because not everybody's always mentally present or visible online. And you don't want to make small talk with a black wall, right? So it takes much more effort to build a connection with colleagues than it does in a physical office.
So you mean just because you're visible in digital space, it doesn't mean you're mentally present, right?
Yeah. So a big problem is the missing of eye contact and body language. If it's just a little bit delayed, that can cause a lot of problems. But people also don't like turning on their cameras, for example, which makes these clues completely invisible. You can't see the nonverbal signals you normally can use to make yourself an opinion about a situation or a person. It may be more comfortable not to feel like you're being watched the whole time during the meeting, but you also isolate yourself. It really is like you're not even there. And this is something that our experts in Denmark said is especially the case for people who are already quiet. If someone finds it difficult to engage in meetings, it will be even harder for them in hybrid settings.
Honestly, I think it made it worse since we are hybrid because people are talking less and it's also easier to just turn off your camera and don't unmute and then you're just gone.
So this is something that also links to finding identity within your workplace.
Yeah, that's true. So, do you have any other ideas about it?
So, besides from not really being part of a team in meetings, people don't have the same opportunities to talk to each other. For example, like during a coffee break. Unplanned and informal talks like that may seem unnecessary, but they can have really big impact on our well-being and our productivity. Obviously, because it brings connection and make us part of a team, but also because those little breaks can help you gain some new energy and ideas because of the exchange with your colleagues. Online, you usually don't have time for these kinds of breaks. Meetings are designed to be efficient and productive. Efficiency is also a big topic in hybrid settings.
If you're interested in that topic, we recommend to listen to our other episode of Does Hybrid Work Work, which takes a closer look of the effects of hybrid work on the efficiency of the workflow.
So the main problem we have is that people who are working remotely are more isolated and not part of a team. Informal communication rarely happens remotely or only does when definitely organized. Remote workers stay in their bubbles and don't get the chance for new connection or ideas. And this is exactly what the students in Denmark are doing right now. To find out how we can solve some of those problems of missing sense of belonging without sacrificing the benefits of hybrid work. So what is a project that stuck with you?
One project that is really interesting in my opinion is the research on the use of avatars in Zoom. The idea is basically that they propose the hypothesis that avatars could help people to participate more actively in meetings. Research shows that individuals who do not use their camera tend to be less active. This problem is what the use of avatars aims to address. So right now they are just at the beginning of their research, but it seems quite promising to me.
Yeah, and building on this, another project is about the use of different backgrounds on Zoom and how they affect the perception of a person. SCU students found the background does not appear to have any effect. The results were not always statistically significant and would need to be tested further. Let's listen to what our experts say to this research.
Only one of the five personality traits had a statistically significant result, and it was for openness. So only for openness, there was a difference in what background there was, because also the effect size of that value was very small. And yes, for all the other personality traits, the background seems to have no effect on how the person was being perceived. But sadly, there was also another value that did not mean good news, because for each personality trait, there was a significant value that meant that the version had actually an influence. So depending on if you saw version 1, 2, 3, or 4, this had actually an influence on the results, which we really tried not to let happen because we did all the measures to make it more neutral. Our results are to be seen with caution because of that. The model sadly did have an effect, so there was a difference. If you look away from that a little bit, you can technically say, okay, the background did not matter that much, and therefore you can use it as you like.
Quite interesting. A third research was about on whether hybrid bodies help increase identity and connection.
What are hybrid bodies?
It's when one person works from home in an online setting and one person works at the office. This person is responsible for telling you all the inside information and the things you miss because of the remote work.
Ah, sounds interesting.
Yeah, and I think this could be a promising approach for improvement. Maybe let's hear a little bit about it.
The overall idea is to go through some employees from one of our workplaces and look at who works from home and who only works on site. The ones who work at home should have we call it a hybrid body. So they have one from the on-site group that they have to have like daily check-ins with, to make sure that they are included in the culture, and we make sure that they belong to the office and doesn't feel like excluded from the social gatherings and like daily conversations that would be in the office.
And then to measure this, we would do a survey before and a survey after to see if it made a difference regarding sense of belonging.
So I'm curious to see the results.
Other research focuses on how to use the chat function more actively. They propose the hypothesis that using the chat lowers the barrier to participation, which increases the sense of belonging.
A final interesting project focuses on icebreakers, like what's your favorite color, you know? And it is well established that the opening phase is the most important part of a meeting. Icebreakers could help strengthen trust and a sense of belonging. So, what's your opinion about all these research topics?
Some important research, which in my opinion can be directly applied in practice. I'm looking forward to further findings that can help to improve the sense of belonging in hybrid work.
So what do we actually take away from all of this? Hybrid work is not just a technical shift. It's not just about working from home or joining meetings online. Because what we have seen is that we don't just lose office space, we lose a lot of the small human moments that make work feel real. Like quick conversations, shared breaks, or the feeling of just being part of something. And maybe that is the real challenge of hybrid work. So moving forward, the question is not only how can we make hybrid work more efficient, but rather how do we stay connected in a system that makes this connection so easy.
Looking ahead, one thing we really noticed from our own experience is how much of a difference it makes when cameras are actually turned on. Also, just taking a few minutes to get to know each other helped a lot. Small interactions at the beginning can completely change the dynamic of a meeting. So ideally, we wouldn't want a full remote setup, but also not a full-time office job. A mix actually seems to work best. Being in an office sometimes helps you build relationships, while working hybrid can give you more flexibility and honestly, sometimes even more focus. And that is something we will talk about in more detail in our other episode.
So if you're wondering, does hybrid work work for you? Stay tuned. That's everything from us today. We hope you liked our little episode. And maybe in your next meeting, you will think about how to include some strategies to improve your hybrid work.
We wish you a good day. Bye.